Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2113, with a release date of Friday, April 27th, 2018, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Tragedy in St. Louis reminds us all of tower safety. Hams in Lebanon get access to 6 meters, and DXing reaches new heights. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report 2113 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9-GCO.
We begin this week with a cautionary tale about towers and tower safety. This one from a tragedy outside a TV station in Missouri. Here's Christian Kudnick, K0STH, with more.
The 2,000-foot-tall tower of a local public TV station in Webster County, Missouri, collapsed on the 19th of April, killing one worker and injuring three others. The crew was conducting maintenance outside Ozark Public Television Station KOZK when the structure toppled. Several members of the crew were on the tower about 105 feet off the ground when the collapse occurred. The worker who was killed had been trapped beneath the tower's debris. The station is a public broadcasting system affiliate operated by Missouri State University. Stations in the region have assisted by helping restore service to the station. Local authorities are investigating to determine the cause. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Christian Kudnick, K0STH.
The worlds of Dayton Hamvention and the World Radio Team Championships in Germany are about to converge in a little less than a month, as we hear from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Things are getting really busy as we approach WRTC 2018. All is on schedule, but we've heard there are a couple of contesters who haven't heard about WRTC. So, we're sending Chris, DL1MGB, the chairman of WRTC 2018, to Dayton Hamvention to make sure all those at the Dayton Hamvention contest dinner are fully informed. Chris was kindly invited to be the key speaker. The dinner takes place on the evening of May the 9th at the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Dayton. If you can't get to Germany in July, we're planning to keep you all up to date with proceedings at this internationally acclaimed event, considered by many contesters as the highlight of the season. During the WRTC, a lot of photo and video material will be created, processed and distributed over TV, internet and in print media, often on the same day, or even in real time. The event's media team consists of still and video photographers, interviewers and editors, who will create multiple articles as well as a video magazine. Streamed internet video will be provided from the opening ceremony, the site allocation announcements, and the closing event. Neil Rapp's Ham Talk Live podcast program will be live from WRTC on the Thursday afternoon, giving everyone the opportunity to ask questions about the WRTC before it kicks off. Videos from previous WRTC events are available online at the WRTC2018.de website. See Amateur Radio Newsline's printed script for the direct URL. Whether attending in person as a contestant, visitor or helper, or just watching from afar, we hope that the WRTC 2018 will be of interest to all and achieve or exceed the high standards set by previous events. For the WRTC 2018 publicity team and Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The amateur radio operator who brought television to the White House has become a silent key, as we hear from Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
Frank Victor Tarkington, W3KLQ, the amateur radio operator who installed the first White House TV set for President Harry S. Truman in 1948, has become a silent key. Those who worked the Navy Veteran Station in Silver Spring, Maryland, were making contact with a slice of history. The World War II vet had witnessed the arming of the Enola Gay while he was on the island of Tinian operating the radar station. By the time he left the service, he had been advanced to chief radioman. After the war, he worked for RCA, and in 1948, it was his job to install a 10-inch screen in the White House Oval Office so President Truman could watch the opening of Congress that year. Frank was an avid CW enthusiast, according to John Creel, WB3GXW. John and Frank, and many others, could be heard on the WB3GXW 2-meter repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland, up until a few years ago. The Oakland, California native died on April 19th at the age of 102. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
In Sweden, a much-loved sound is returning to the low-frequency bands after a two-year absence. Here's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, with the details.
It's almost time to listen in again for transmissions from Sweden's SAQ low-frequency transmitter. The Alexander Alternator Station is going on the air starting at 1000 UTC on the 1st of May to mark the Work It Out observance of the European Route of Industrial Heritage. The transmission will be on 17.2 kHz in CW. This will be the first time on the air since 2016, according to Lars Kalland, SM6NM. The vintage station, which harks back to the 20s, is perhaps best known for its annual transmissions on Christmas Eve. While there will be no QSL card sent or reports listed online for the 1st of May event, SAQ is hoping to get listener reports by email sent to info@alexander.n.se. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
If you're listening on 6 meters, you can now hear some amateurs transmitting for the first time from Lebanon. The ham's got some good news on World Amateur Radio Day, as we hear from John Williams, VK4JJW.
World Amateur Radio Day, which hams mark annually on April 18th, celebrates the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union in 1925. Hams in Lebanon, however, now have a second reason to consider this day an occasion for festivities. The Minister of Telecommunications announced it was granting licensed amateurs access to the 6-meter band between 50 MHz and 51.975 MHz. The letter of permission was signed on the 19th of April and sent to the National Society of Radio Amateurs of Lebanon. The RAL's leadership, President Hani Raad, OD5TE, and Vice President Eddie Carty, OD5KU, had lobbied hard for the access. RAL's website noted, quote, "This is a true recognition from the Ministry of the Amateur Radio Values," end quote. 6 meters itself is not just a valued band, but is known as the so-called magic band because the VHF frequencies can sometimes behave like HF and suddenly local communications turn global. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
Well, there's good news from Germany, too. Hams have got temporary access to 4 meters. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP.
A new ruling has been issued from the German regulator, BNetzA, for the German amateur radio service. Temporary admission will be granted in the 4-meter band to 70.150 to 70.180 MHz from the 2nd of May to the 31st of August 2018. This ruling will be published on the 2nd of May in the official journal number 8/2018 under notice 93/2018. It is expected that the same restrictions will apply as in the previous years. 25 watts maximum power, no portable operation, mandatory logging of all transmissions, and horizontally polarized antennas only. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
We remind all listeners that we are accepting nominations for the 2018 Bill Pasternak Young Ham of the Year Award. If you know a promising young amateur who is 18 or younger and lives in the U.S., its possessions, or Canada, please download a nomination form from our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. Nominations are due May 31st. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland, and simultaneously on the Echolink conference server node 6154 on Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. In California, DXing just reached a new record height, as we hear from Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
So what exactly does a QSO sound like when it's 8 to 12,000 feet in the air?
Welcome to Sierra Charlie, AI-6 Alpha India 6, Papa Whiskey.
That was the pileup on 20 meters greeting ham skydiver Mark Meltzer, AF-6IM, on his Yaesu FT-817 on March 31st. One of a team of parachute mobile hams, Mark had just stepped out of a plane over Byron, California, picking his way through the local pileup when this happened. That was Lloyd Rasmussen, W3IUU in Kensington, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C. Yes, Maryland. When you're on the air and in the air in California, that counts as DX and a record for this team. Lloyd, a blind amateur radio operator accustomed to pileups and contests and DXing, said he'd heard about the California jump in an online group of other blind amateurs and decided to go for it.
So I quickly cranked my FT-950 up to that frequency, turned the beam to the west, and listened. And right away, the frequency was pretty quiet, except there was a pileup of California stations trying to work him.
Then, as Mark tells it, success.
I heard Lloyd. Lloyd heard me. We exchanged call signs, and so we got a real contact.
But Mark couldn't get too excited at the moment.
And you really have to watch what you're doing, because if you pay too much attention to ham radio and not enough to aerial navigation, you can end up, you know, over a body of water or over a freeway or someplace that isn't pleasant to land.
But later?
Very, very surprised and pleased to make the contact with Lloyd. I was just thrilled.
As for Lloyd.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've worked a lot of DX. I do a lot of contesting and was running 100 watts, a Yaesu FT-950. It was quite an interesting and fun QSO.
DX, says Mark, is what you make it.
Although, you know, it's not like working Antarctica or Christmas Island or something. For us, it was a huge thrill because we made it all the way across country on 3 watts.
Not a bad way to mark your 50th year as a skydiver and your 10th year as a ham, says Mark. You might just say this record's got him walking on air. For news about the team and their next jump, visit parachutemobile.wordpress.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
For bicycle enthusiasts in Australia, operating mobile was perhaps never this much fun, as Graham Kemp, VK4BB, explains.
Amateur radio is on a roll in Australia, and when we say roll, we do mean roll. Hams are rolling out their bicycles, their trikes, and even their velomobiles, and going places. Of course, they're not going anywhere without their trusty rigs. Members of a month-old online group called Pedal Radio have been promoting the combination of push power and foot power with the idea that fitness leads to fellowship and probably more than a few good QSOs. There is also a homebrew aspect to the group, as some members share their tips for building your own trike. Most of the members right now are in VK3. If you want to try talking coast to coast while you're coasting, this group wouldn't mind if you rolled on in. Send a post to the group's address, pedalradio@groups.io. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB, on my bike.
A West Virginia CW net has gone QRT for now, at least until it finds a net control, as we hear from Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
The North American QRP Club is all about CW. But for now, the club's West Virginia QRS net is also all about finding a new net control so it can get back on the air. The net has had to suspend operation because of family obligations on the part of its present net control, and is hoping to find someone to step into the role. The net had formerly met on the air Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. local time at 3556 kHz, but the time and date can be adjusted if necessary to suit the new net control. Hams in the West Virginia area can contact Wayne, NQ0RP, if they're interested. His email is wayne.dillon@gmail.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
The Queen City Emergency Net in the Cincinnati area is looking for some well-grounded hams to help out some flying pigs. Runners in the 20th annual Flying Pig Marathon will step off on May 6th, and a backup communication is needed. If you live in the area and want to help, contact Steve, N8TFD, via email at n8tfd@fusenet.com. In the world of DX, be listening for Jan, PA4JJ operating holiday style as 9A/PA4JJ from mainland Croatia between the 27th of April and the 8th of June. Expect him to operate mainly FT8 on 40 through 10 meters. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or direct via the home call. Armin, DK9PY, will be active as 6Y6N from St. Elizabeth, Jamaica, between May 23rd and June 8th. Listen for Armin on 160 meters through 10 meters, where he will be working holiday style using CW only. You can count on hearing him during the CQ Worldwide WPX CW contest on May 26th and 27th, where he will be a single op entry. QSL via his home call sign. Be listening for two YL operators, K, WA0WOF/A52YLE, and MEO, JR3MVF/A52YLM. They will be on the air from Bhutan as A52YL between the 29th of April and the 5th of May. Listen for them on 80 meters through 6 meters using CW, single sideband, and the digital modes. Visit QRZ for QSL details. In Malta, Thomas SV2CLJ will be active as 9H3SV between the 24th and the 31st of May. Thomas will be operating holiday style on 80 through 2 meters using CW, single sideband, RTTY, PSK, and FT8. QSL via his home call sign direct. Finally, if you're shopping for a bargain in QSOs, try Walmart. Well, not the stores, but the parking lots. Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, assures us that this is a real and real unusual event.
Some satellite operators, who often go to lines between grid squares so that contacts will count for both grids, noticed that many of these grid lines across the country run through Walmart parking lots. Suddenly, the idea sparked to host an operating event among some members of the satellite community on Twitter, so they ran with it. They've decided that the weekend of April 28th and 29th will be a special Walmart Parking Lots on the Air weekend. Adam Whitney, K0FFY, tells us how the parking lots became popular.
The other thing about Walmart parking lots, they make it actually a pretty decent portable operating location. And I think the other thing that's kind of nice about the location, you park in the parking lot even long term. I know that the stores are known to be friendly with that. I think Walmart shoppers are kind of a diverse group, and there's kind of been some jokes on, you know, people aren't going to look twice if you're in a Walmart parking lot, if you're any sort of strange, unconventional dress, or if you have accessories like you're strapping radios on yourself or waving a purple antenna at the sky. For some reason at Walmart, you're just not going to be seen as inconspicuous.
There's a scoring system with certificates as well as special Wimploda QSL cards. But don't forget to mark your QSL card with a highlighter before it checks out of your desk. Chasers will be referred to as shoppers, and bonus point categories may include the People of Walmart Award for tweeting a picture of your operation, the Ol Roy Award for tweeting pictures of your dog at your operation, and the Sam Walton Award for the most activity. Shoppers can work up to the level of greeter or district manager, and for making a late night QSO, you can shelve away the overnight stalker bonus. The final set of rules and scoring information is on their website, wmplota.org. So put on your PJs and bag some contacts. If you're hearing this report after the fact, have no fear. The next Wimploda weekend is scheduled for July 2nd, the birthday of Walmart, and World UFO Day. Remember that when you're working satellites, running too much power can actually be bad for the satellite itself. So when you're operating Wimploda, be sure to roll back the power. Always. Reporting from the parking lot at Walmart Store 1991, this is Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
With thanks to Allen Labs, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, KYTV Springfield, the Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, North American QRP Club, Pedal Radio, the Queen City Emergency Net, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Walmart Parking Lots on the Air, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all for the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018. All rights reserved.